I'm going to ask for some audience participation this morning. So choose a partner. All right? You have one person to talk to at least. Come on, don't by yourself. Those of you are alone, get with someone. All right? Get closer. All right. I see some movement. Great. Okay. Good. All right. You're going to have 15 seconds, each person, to tell the other person what prayer means to you using one word or a phrase. What is prayer? Okay, 15 seconds. One word or a phrase. All right. Let's hear some answers. Just say it aloud. Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. Now, we're going to have a 1 minute now. Did you pray when you were young? How did you pray? Where did you pray and what did you say? So 30 seconds each to each other. Okay, start. Talk to someone. Okay, great. Now, one more minute. How has your way of praying changed as you have matured? Okay, 1 minute. Go ahead. Okay. Well, thank you. It seems like many of us know what prayer is. So for many of you, when we say we're going to begin a 90-day adventure in prayer, nothing new, right? You've been doing it ever since you were young. And of course, it may have changed, and how we describe it may be also changed, but it's something that we are comfortable with. For others of us, we may feel like the disciples, and we were asking the Lord, Lord, teach us to pray. We really don't know what it is. So for the next 90 days, these 40 days of Lent, and then the 50 days of Easter, until Pentecost, we're invited by God to pray. And there are three things we're going to be doing in this adventure. First, every day, we're going to be asked to read one verse or a few verses of the Bible. Now, when we read the Bible, what is that? Bible is a record of how others prayed, in some sense, how others lived with God. So, we are actually joining in this conversation where others have prayed and talked with God. Because prayer, as many of you already said, is conversation with God who loves us. As simple as that. A conversation with God. What does a conversation mean? Talking. Dialogue, right? And most people tell us that in conversation, the most important thing is to listen. Exactly. See, sometimes we think talking to God means I'm just blabbering to God. But perhaps talking is much more about listening, hearing. So reading the Bible, in a sense, is a way we are listening to God as well. So we're going to be listening to God. We're going to be praying to God, saying our own prayers. And then we're going to be inviting others to be part of our prayer. So we're going to be inviting all of us to get into prayer trios, we're calling it. Me praying by myself is one thing, but when others pray for me and I pray for others, something happens to us, right? After all, what is the church? From the Old Testament, one definition of church always has been, it is the house of prayer. This is it. This is the house of prayer. Now, what does it mean, it's a house of prayer? Does prayer just happen? No. It is a house of prayer because it is filled with people who are praying, right? That's exactly what we want to be. We want our church to be a house of prayer for all nations. Which means then that we learn how to pray for ourselves, but also for each other. Once we learn to do that, then we can pray for the whole world, right? This is a house of prayer. And God is inviting us in this adventure to join God in prayer together. That's my sermon. Now, this rest is up to us, right? So, in your bulletin, you're going to find one sheet like this. Everybody take out your sheet. It might be a green, it might be an orange, it might be a beige. Everybody has one? Let me see it. Let me see it in your hands. Come on. All right, everybody's different colors, right? All right. Everybody also bring out a pen, something you can write on. All right. I'm going to invite those of you who has an orange color, orange, please stand. Those of you with an orange color, please stand. Bring that up with you to the front, okay? And then you're going to pick up three books, these three books. All right, all the people with orange, please come forward. Everybody pick up three, and then stand out in the aisle. Space yourselves in the aisle somewhere around the church. Don't go back to your seats. People with orange, pick up three books and stand out in the aisle. Spread out so people can join you, okay? You can go in the back. You can stay in the front, okay? Everybody pick up three, right? Some of you can go in the back and just stand by the aisle. Somebody, people can stay in the middle also. You don't have to go back in the back, all right? All right, we've done that. Great. Great, great. Those of you who may not feel like you can stand for a few minutes, you can take a seat, right, with orange. All right. Now, I want those with a green to stand up. Look around at the people with orange, right? Look for a person that you don't know. Is there someone you don't know too well in the church? If you don't know their first names, you don't know them, right? So look around. And I'm going to invite men to, you know, join with another man and a woman with a woman. Go and stand by one person with an orange or the greens. Okay, go out and stand by someone who has an orange. So space yourselves a little bit. All right. with someone that you don't know too well, okay? All right, come on, all the greens. Okay. All right. With an orange, okay. All right. How many oranges do we have without a partner? Okay. So those oranges who have no partner, please join another orange. Go ahead. Another man, another, okay. Other oranges? Okay, all right. All right. Now, I'm sure rest of you are beige, right? Cream color. All right, all the beiges, go and join one of the orange and the green and make a threesome, all right? Okay, kind of spread yourselves out so you can make threes. Okay, someone that you don't know too well, but might be great to get to know. All right. Okay. Okay, everybody has threes? All right, you will notice that there are some folks in the pews. If you want to go and join them in the pews, that's fine too. Or you might want to invite one of them to join you and make a foursome. You can also make a foursome, but no more than fours. All right, those of us who are not able to move around, yes, you can make a group within the pews, right? All right. Okay. Everybody got threes? All right, everybody has threes. That's two? Okay, you can join one person or you can invite them to join you. Or you can go sit with them if you want. All right. So this is what I want us to do. Why don't we share, introduce yourselves, share your names, who you are, and also then share your phone numbers and emails. Share your phone numbers and emails. Okay? Okay, some of you may want to sit down in threes, that's fine too. If you want to grab a seat, share your phones and emails, wait to contact each other. You guys are doing well. Great. Yeah, for those who haven't come out, yeah, you can pass out the books too. Pastor Karen will pass out the books to those who are in the pews. You can use them for your own prayer during the week as well. All right. Are we getting close? Okay. Your names and your contacts. All right. Now, as you are meeting in the group, we're going to strongly suggest try to see if you can set a time to meet each other this week once for an hour, just to meet or talk by phone. Right? So talk to each other. Is it possible to meet, or is it easier to just talk by phone? All right? So set a time if you can talk or meet. All right? Set a time and a place. Go ahead. Take a few minutes. Okay, great. All right. If you can't decide today, you can call each other and decide, okay? This week might be too early. You might say, we'll meet next week, or call next week, all right? Okay. I'll give you a couple more minutes to finish up this discussion about where you want to meet or where you want to talk. Okay, if you have already, those groups who have set a time or time to call, just raise your hands if you're done with that discussion. Okay? All right. All right, a few more minutes. Okay, we're working at it. When can you talk or when can you meet? Okay, seems that we're getting close to the end. All right, so just to give a taste of what we'll be doing in our groups, I want us to share just for the next 2 minutes, what is that one line in the Lord's Prayer that means the most to you today? Share with each other, what is that one line in the Lord's Prayer that is the most meaningful to you? All right, next 2 minutes. What is the one line in the Lord's Prayer that is the most meaningful to you? One per person. The book is one per person. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. You know who you are in your group, right? So stay in touch. Try to meet this week. Let's end this session with a prayer, shall we? Let's pray. All right, let us pray. We thank you, God, for all your blessings. Thank you for calling us to prayer and for the prayer partners you have given us. Help us to be faithful to each other. And through this adventure, may we experience your presence and each other in a special way. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Great. Thank you. Let us return to our seats and we will continue with our worship. During Lent, we'll be learning a new song called Welcome. It's found on 3152 in the back of our bulletin. So let us sing Welcome.